Kayla. I know you love a bit of Hollywood and TV and stuff. You're a bit of a West Wing. Well, not a bit of a West Wing tragic. You're like, I don't even know what the West Wing is. What's the West Wing?
It's on a television. We need to get together 1 week and watch all episodes. It's about a...
Hang on. You mean sit in front of a television?
Yeah. It's very good. But anyway, it's a story of a president that, you know, everyone would love.
Right.
And he's 8 years in office and the team behind him.
So it's some crap thing about the White House.
Yeah, but it's really clever. It's okay. Really well written and clever.
It's on television. It can't be that clever. But anyway, our divergent views of popular culture aside, so you're a bit of a fan of TV and Hollywood and stuff. Have you ever had, you know, a brush with fame? Like, you know, what's the Thor dude? He was in Brisbane a little while back and, you know, caused the whole city to shut down or something.
Yep. Well, not outside of the radio. So I met famous people when I was in radio.
Who was the... Like, did you just go weak at the knees at somebody who was at the radio station?
Well, okay. I am a big Bryan Adams fan.
Oh, no.
A massive Bryan Adams fan.
That's awesome.
So I got to meet him twice. And there is some crying and shaking involved when I met him when I was, like, 18.
You did the whole... Oh,
yeah. There's a photo of it. It's quite funny.
That's awesome.
But, like, you know, other than that, you know, Gene Simmons, Alice Cooper, Keith Urban.
Just some run-of-the-mill kind of people.
Yeah.
Just some musicians.
They were like, okay, I'll have a photo. But no one really.
Oh, yeah, no one that sort of big, you know, just like Keith Urban.
No.
Just a little guy.
Yeah.
Awesome. So who do you want to have a brush with? Like if you could meet one.
Amy Schumer.
Wow.
I just think she's amazing.
Cool. What would you ask her?
Can you beep out?
Can I beep out? Are you
How
about
the fuck
swear?
Do you not care what people think of you?
Probably because of that. She says F.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Well, see, now, Warwick, I don't need to ask you if you had a brush with fame because you podcast with me, so...
Oh, I get to rub shoulders with you every week.
Yep.
I know, and I do go weak at the knees and cry a little bit too, but it's for different reasons.
Her again for a day. So have you met anyone famous?
No, you know, a few motor racing people over the years, but no. See, I don't know, I'm not really into that whole thing. It's like... They're just regular humans like the rest of us. They've just been built up and idolised and, like, you know, they can't even make up their own stuff. They read lines written by someone else. I think the writers and the producers and all those people are more interesting than some of the actors and stuff. They're just people who've got good memories.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it takes a bit more than a good memory to win an Academy Award. I'm just saying, I've never done acting class before, but sometimes I think it's a little bit more than memorising. Okay, maybe if you are, like, on Home and Away or Neighbours. I shouldn't ditch Australian
steady.
Talent.
Steady, you could have some tradie wives that just going to hate on us now.
Well,
and I'm being stereotypical.
You are.
I think we should move on from this topic because
I actually think there's some tradies that like their old Home and Away episode, just saying.
Yeah, bit of secret bloke Home and Away viewing.
That's it. But today we are talking about somebody that probably doesn't watch Home and Away, but takes action.
I'm pretty sure he's not on the show, so we didn't speak with Tony, but I did give him a call this morning just to check that he was okay for us to mention his name.
We did get some fan mail prior to this.
Yeah.
But how great that we are. So we actually do have one listener.
We just want to. We got fan mail. We just want to tell everybody how awesome we are. But we love to get your messages, emails, voicemails. If you go to our website at tradiesbusinessshow.com, there's this cool little thingo on there where you can leave us a voicemail. And I tell you what, the next person that leaves one with a question, I'm going to put it on the show. We've done it once before. But we'd love to get some more of those. But Tony Richardson from The Tidy Painter sent us an email recently telling us, well, apart from how fabulous we are, but in all seriousness, he's a long-time listener to the show, and he actually chatted to me on the phone this morning. He was a little bit floored that I called him. So,
starstruck, you could say.
Oh, I don't know about that, but thanks for being such a good sport, Tony, because I know you'll listen to this episode.
You know what's really scary? That Tony sent an email that he actually took some of our advice.
Yeah, well, that's why we're sharing this, because, like, hang on, not only did Tony listen to the show, but he took some action, and that's really what Michaela's and my hope is that you sitting there listening to this show don't just listen and go, oh, that's a really good idea, but you actually do something with it. So Tony, g'day Tony again, mate, Tony has done something with, well, some of the tips that we've talked about in an episode where we discussed email marketing broadly, but it was actually about rebooting past customers is kind of the strategy if you're looking for a tag on that. And essentially what it involves and what we've talked about is send an email out to anybody you've got an email address for that you've ever done work for in the last 2 or 3 years. I don't care if it's the last 10 years. They don't have to reply, but just send them an email and say, g'day, still here, still doing work. Haven't spoken to you for a while. If you needed anything else done, here's where to find me. Now, Tony took it a step further and kind of got all like serious with it and crafted an email. And I'm sure he's going to be okay for me to read this.
Well, sorry, I just want to jump in first.
Yeah, yeah.
That he actually narrowed down who he sent it to.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of criteria which had worked for in the past year or so, who he liked. So he enjoyed working with them.
So he got on well with them, yep.
Yep, and had spent a reasonable amount of money already.
Yeah.
So, you know, he targeted it down.
Mm.
And, sorry, go with the email, because I think it is clever how he did it.
Yep, so he sent an email, and I'll just kind of paraphrase it, but it basically says, hi, you know, whatever your name is, past customer. I drove past your place the other day, and it reminded me I've got some leftover ceiling white paint from a recent job. I can also tint it. So if you've got any rooms that need painting, I can throw it on the ceiling. I can throw in the ceiling white material at no charge. Let me know if you're interested, or if you have any friends that might be interested in the same deal. Regards, Tony. And, you know, P.S., just letting people know that he's moved away from handyman services that he used to provide to now being a full-time painter. Okay, so really simple emails, literally like three lines with a P.S. Love the fact you did a P.S., Tony. Well done, mate. So he sent this email out, and he did say we're okay to share these numbers.
Yep. So 19 emails he sent.
Yeah, so not many. 19 emails that he's worked in the past year or so, and as Michaela said, that he liked, so he's kind of filtered it a bit, and here's the results that he got.
And just stepping back to, it took him an hour, less than an hour to write this email and send. So we're not talking a lot of time.
No.
We're talking less than an hour.
It's a three-line email, so even if you're a two-finger typist, you can punch that out in about 17 minutes.
Yep. So what were his results, Warwick?
All right, so he got 8... emails back from people basically saying, hey, nice to hear from you, maybe later. All right, so that's cool. He got 3 requests for quotes straight off the back of that one email. 2 of those turned into actual jobs, and 1 is still pending, so it wasn't a no. So from the 3 quote requests, he's got 2 out of 3 already, and that resulted in over $6,000 in business being done. And that'll be, you know, there's probably another 1,000 or more if the 3rd quote from that gets approved. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but as Tony says on the bottom of his email to us, midwinter is always pretty quiet for him. So this simple little email, like less than an hour, he's stayed in touch. He's boosted his business. He's got some work out of it. Like, it's $6,000 or $7,000 worth of work that he wouldn't have got otherwise.
Didn't cost him anything.
Cost him zero. And the favourite part of this email for me is, thanks for all your good advice. So he actually said thank you to us. So that's nice.
It is nice.
But well done, Tony, mate. Champion effort. And as I said, always awesome for us to see people implementing this stuff. And as Tony said, he thought he'd get off his bum and take some action. And that's really all it takes. I mean, there's over 150 episodes of this podcast, and we have shared some great tips in there. There's some simple strategies that you can put in place. You've just got to actually lift your fingers. He didn't even have to leave his lounge room, essentially, to send this email out, and he's made money from it.
He didn't overthink it. No, you know, he just did
nice
it.
Nice and simple. It was authentic.
He just took some action, was himself.
Yep.
You know, didn't get caught up in that, oh, people might say no.
Yep.
You know.
Exactly.
Didn't worry about that.
Yep.
I mean, he had over, just under half actually reply saying, nice to hear from you,
yeah,
which is a great result.
Yeah.
You know, and has three requests for quotes out of it.
Exactly.
So he's not focusing on the eight people that weren't interested or the ones that didn't reply.
No, and truth be told, they could have the email sitting in their inbox, and you know, there might still be more in there that have read it and thought, oh yeah, I must get back to him about that.
Yep.
So what I would suggest, Tony, is the people who didn't reply, send them a quick little follow-up without being pushy or anything else, and just say, hey, I noticed, you know, I didn't hear back from you about the email. That's cool. Just wanted to let you know that, you know, I've still got some left, you know, probably enough there for one or two jobs. So if you were thinking about doing it, just give me a shout and I can book you in before I run out of the free ceiling paint. So that follow-up you could add to that just to make sure you didn't miss anybody, because sometimes it takes more than one touch for people to take action. So
that's it. I mean, there's so many ways you could use this technique. You know, he could, people that he worked with, you know, a year ago, he could be, instead of saying, you know, I've got some paint, which is still great. You could say, oh, look, I've written this blog post about how to look after your paint on your house for the next 5 years.
Yep. So he's opened the gate.
Yes.
Right?
So now he can be following up these. Because if you haven't emailed your customers regularly and you've left and you think, oh, it's too late, they're not going to want to hear from you, just start.
Yep.
You know.
Now, you know, Tony, you could get all fancy, mate, and start using MailChimp. But with that many people, seriously, for the time involved, you could just bang out an email to the 15 or 20 people that you've got once a month or something like that, and
yep,
say, g'day, Tony here again. Did you know that, you know, winter is a bad time for mold in your house? Here's some simple tips for getting rid of it. Don't use bleach. It doesn't actually kill it. You're better off using this product. And just start sharing some useful information, and all of a sudden, you're an email marketer.
Yep.
So good on you, Tony. Thanks for sharing with us, mate, and thank you so much for allowing us to share your numbers and everything with the rest of our listeners. If you're looking for a painter in Sydney, check out The Tidy Painter, Tony Richardson. Top bloke. Had a good chat to him this morning, and I think he was a little starstruck to hear from me, McCall, to be honest.
Why don't you send him an autographed picture of yourself next?
I'll send him an autographed picture of you. But I'll sign your photo. There you go. So here's from,
because I'm too busy to sign my own autograph.
Anyway, hope that's useful. If you've listened to some episodes of ours and you think, oh yeah, that's a great idea, and you haven't done anything about it yet, as Tony said, get off your bum and take some action. If you would like even more support and I guess higher level info and a bit of accountability as well, check out the Tradies Business Toolkit. It's our next level of helping you get off the tools. Just go to tradiesbusinessshow.com/toolkit and you can have a look at what you get by joining the community there. There'll be people like Tony, and I know Tony's going to join up, aren't you, mate? So there'll be people like Tony in there to support you as well. So go check that out, and we hope you have an action-filled week of getting off your bum.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.